We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Butke here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you have inherited the program once again, and with Coach Brody Vandegrift moving on with his full-time job. I guess, first off, what's it like to be the head man of the Bulldogs once again?
Well, I tell you, it's the day-to-day operations. It's pretty familiar territory now. Adding things like what we're doing right now in that. Those are things that I haven't missed about being the head guy, but day to day and preparing for opponents, coaching football, that part, it still feels real familiar. We are training a couple of new assistants, so there's a little bit of extra work that goes with that, and a little bit of extra work that goes with wearing the head hat. But it's still coaching high school football, so. I've been doing it a long time, and I think we're off to a decent start.
You guys were able to participate in a jamboree on Saturday at Canton Galva. How'd that go for you guys?
Well, I thought really our guys played pretty well. We had a little bit of trouble with Leote, which I think everybody's going to have a little bit of trouble with the Indians this year. But, really – kind of going into it, we knew that tactically we would be fine. With shortened practices, you lose some of those indie periods where, some of the technical things that you do on the field aren't as good as you'd like to see. But that's probably true of every jamboree. But I thought our kids went out and competed really well.
And how's practices gone otherwise?
Well, I will tell you that I was happy to be at home making coffee at 6:30 this morning instead of drinking coffee on a practice field at 6:30 in the morning. So, our kids have done a great job with the morning practices, and we've had everybody there, and they've done a great job. Our coaches have done a great job, but you do run a shortened schedule, so you do miss some of that indie time that is really important, particularly early in the year, to make sure you have a good fundamental base. So we'll have a little bit of catch up to do this week on that, but I don't know. I suppose we're in the same boat that everybody is.
Well, talk a little bit about your team, about some key returners back. I know Tag Gross back. And you got Griffin back as well, but talk about some of the key guys you have back.
Yeah, we'll start up front. Nono Zuniga, has been a guy that he's a 4-year starter for us, and we're trying to keep him at guard this year. He's played center the last 3 years, right now we've got a couple of young guys that are playing in the center position, and both of them have done some really great things, and both of them have struggled. So, Nono's a guy that we can plug in anywhere in the offensive line, and he's going to do a great job for us. On the skill side, of course, you can look at, Brock Griffin and Tag Grow. Both those guys are explosive guys who have, have been productive over the last few years. A guy that, a lot of people know about on the wrestling mat, but maybe not so much on the football field, Micah Cothers, he's a guy, he'll play tight end for us, he'll play defensive end for us, and, super physical individual, and, really is going to step right into that role that Cal Kohlmeyer's played for us the last couple of years. And then we have Josiah McKee, Ozzy as we call him. And, Josiah is that plug and play everywhere across the board, add depth to the organization guys. So excited about that. We've got a new trigger man this year. Wyatt Griffin will step in at quarterback. And, those are some pretty big shoes to fill. But he's a pretty talented young man, so we expect good things from him.
We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Butke here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you open up with Frankford at home on Friday night, and I know you guys started the season off good last year making that trip, but they come to you guys this year. But what challenges lie ahead for you guys on Friday night?
Well, I am happy that we're going to avoid the challenge of a hot bus ride. That was – that's a long trip, so I'm glad we're not making that. But, you know, Coach Anderson, I listened to him talk a couple years ago at the eight-man coaches clinic, and, you know, he's a quality human. He has a great, tight-knit group of coaches and players. And, you know, last year they were a lot like we are this year. You know, they've a lot of, you know, new skill guys, a lot of youth across the board. And, you know, we got off to a good start, you know, because we were a little more physical. Now, that will be kind of our challenge this year to see if you know, if we could keep them from flipping the script on us, because I think they're going to come in a little more experienced, and they do have a good set of skill guys. The good thing about, you know, week one is they run a similar offensive system to us, a similar defensive system to us. So, you know, as far as the preparation, we don't have to prepare for something that, you know, doesn't look like what we've been practicing against for the last couple of weeks. So, you know, from a preparation standpoint, I think there's some positives, but, you know, we still have plenty of question marks to fill in as, you know, as to how physical we're going to be and how well we're going to handle adversity. But, you know, I expect a much tighter ball game than we had with them last year. And, you know, it'll be a good challenge for us week one.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night against Frankfurt. I look forward to our weekly chats, and we will talk to you again next Monday.
All right, Dylan. Well, I appreciate it.
That's Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.